Well, hello everybody and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice. And I hope you all are having an incredible week. Oh, and I wish you all peace, love, and happiness. How is everybody doing? My thoughts and prayers are going out to the people that is embracing this winter storm. You know, there are people, especially in Texas, that are really going through it right now. Like, all my thoughts and prayers are with you guys. I'm just praying that everybody makes it through. Even though I know we've lost a couple of lives, there are people that are really struggling with no water, no food. And, you know, politicians are pointing fingers, trying to assess blame, trying to make sure that people know, like, who's at fault. You know what? Forget all of that. People need help, and they need assistance, and they need it now. And we don't have time for all this bickering and this left side versus right side versus whatever side. It really upsets me, too, because you see that Texas voted for Ted Cruz to be their governor. And he has just epically failed in every single way possible. First of all, a couple years ago, when Donald Trump first announced that he was running for president of the United States, Tom Cruise was actually outspoken against him running for the presidency. And I don't know what happened. Just kind of like he bent the knee and he kissed the ring and he became one of Donald Trump's most loyal supporters and followers. Even after Donald Trump talked about this man's wife and his family, like he just has no backbone at all whatsoever. And forget about politics for a second. If you're a man and you talk about another man's family, like that's fighting words. I'm sorry. Like that's what it needs to come to. Like somebody needs to go down and it would not be me. So Donald Trump talked about this man's wife, this man's family, his kids and everything. And then surprisingly after that, that's when it seems like Ted Cruz kind of jumped on the Trump bandwagon and, you know, kind of was amplifying Trump's ridiculous claims about his conspiracy theories. And then when he lost the election, they were amplifying his thoughts that Trump actually won the election and he didn't lose. Like, and then in his latest fiasco, when I didn't think Ted Cruz could sink any lower, when Texas is going through this is a disaster that they're going through with, like, you know, gas lines freezing, water lines freezing. They do have some wind turbines that are frozen, like their entire power grid is down. And for several days now, people didn't have power. They didn't have water, like, and it was freezing cold. It was a winter storm that Texas had never seen before. And he jumps on a plane and flies to Cancun. And then when he gets called out on it, he says he was trying to be a good father to his daughters because his daughters wanted to go somewhere warm. Well, you know what? There was somebody who ran against Ted Cruz this most recent time by the name of Beto O'Rourke. He lost. But what he's doing right now as a private citizen is he's getting on the phone and calling people, making sure that their needs are met. He is supplying people with dinners and warm food and water because people don't have water either. He is on the phone with elderly people, making sure that they are all right. He has actually raised money to donate to various Texas community outreaches that are providing people with food and water. So when I see something like Ted Cruz leaving the state of Texas to fly to Cancun, and he says it's because he wanted to be a good father to his daughter, and then I see people actually supporting that and saying, yeah, well, what can Ted Cruz do? He can't control the weather. They actually applaud him for getting his daughters out of the state, talking about other people would do that too. Well, you know what? The guy that y'all did not vote to be governor of Texas, he actually stayed in Texas and did what he could. It's not about having control of the weather. It's about reaching out to the people who actually need it. And then on top of that, there was another mayor in another Texas town, and he actually, well, he resigned now, but he actually tweeted out that the government does not owe its citizens anything. And he's tired of people whining. He's tired of people asking for a handout. And he actually said this. He actually said, if you don't have water, you need to think outside the box and become more creative to do whatever it takes to take care of your family. If you don't have heat in your house, you need to just suck it up and find something that works. Now, this is somebody that's supposed to be a mayor of one of the cities of a Texas town. And this is what he told his citizens in their darkest hour. So it led me to think about something incredible, a revelation that I had. Actually, it's not incredible. It's just something that kind of smacked me in the face when we see these news reports about Robin Hood, you know, shutting off people's ability to buy a certain stock. They could only sell that stock. When you see people like Ted Cruz, who got their stuff and got his family together and fled Texas going through this winter storm instead of staying around to see what he can do to help. When you see people like Donald Trump talk about other nations and other countries and calling them S-hole countries and talking, you know, whatever he talks about people of color. And it got me to thinking, you know, that whole pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality. And you know, people are always like, well, you know, he did so and so and such on his own. Like, he didn't have any help. Well, we all knew that Trump had an inheritance from his father, from his parents. We also know that people who scream these things on Fox News, like Tucker Carlson, he's never had to work a day in his life either. He had an incredible inheritance. And they're the main ones that's talking about, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And they might even say, well, I did it. Why can't you? Yeah, if I had a couple million dollars inheritance from my family, yeah, maybe I would be able to do something like that too. But it's not about the money. It's about the contacts that you have, the people that you know, the people in power and influence that you have that long-standing relationship with that might have been set up before you were here. And yeah, regular people might be able to do something with that too. But what it got me thinking about is, when people say pull yourself up by the bootstraps, what if the people that are the hardworking middle to lower class people, what if those were the bootstraps that the rich and elite pull themselves up by? And if you're middle class to the low to middle class listening to this podcast, what if you are their bootstraps? The bootstraps that they always claim that they pull themselves up by. They are using the regular working, the middle class to lower class people to hoard more for themselves. The CEO of Robinhood was actually on Capitol Hill testifying about what happened that caused, you know, people not to be able to buy shares of GameStop or AMC or a couple of other stocks. I can't remember, it was a couple of weeks ago now when all that fiasco went down. And of course, he came up with all kinds of excuses. He came up with all kinds of answers, but he never actually answered the question head on. The CEO of Citadel, which is the one of the companies that lends to Robin Hood to make sure that their money flows the proper way, he's also going to be on Capitol Hill, I think, next week to testify about his part. And he, of course, they're saying that Citadel had nothing to do with Robin Hood preventing people from trading. And it all comes down to, you know, the CEO said that it was an attempt to make people safe. Because if people were just able to buy stuff like that, they would put themselves at risk and put themselves in danger. Whatever, whatever. Of course, I don't believe that. Don't believe that at all. What happened is Citadel told Robin Hood to stop people from buying GameStop stocks. Because the short sellers from Citadel were losing millions. It was reported that, what was it, Martin Capital? I can't remember the other house that was backing Robinhood that was also short selling GameStop. They lost about 47% of their bottom line in like a few days because of these short sales. So when Robinhood came out and stopped people from buying any more GameStop, that allowed the people that were in there, who were already rich and prosperous, that allowed them to move things around, to borrow extra money to get their bottom line back to where they wanted it to be. And you know, GameStop has, the stock hasn't rebounded yet. I mean, there are still people that are holding. I'm one of the people that's holding AMC. Like I said, I didn't get in on GameStop, but I did get in on AMC. That also fell like a rock because that was one of the stocks that they stopped people from being able to buy. But you know, they used the regular investor, the retail investor is what they called. They used them in order to build up their hedge funds. And that's what, like, the Martin Capital and the Citadel LLC, that's what they are. They're like their hedge funds. And they use the retail investor. Retail, some people, they made a lot of money, yes. Some other people got stuck holding the bag and they lost tons of money. In fact, there was a report about this one 20-year-old guy. I guess he misread his portfolio and he committed suicide because he was under the impression that he owed like $730,000 or something like that. I forgot his name. I forgot the exact situation. You can go look it up. But there, of course, there's nobody that's actually going to answer for this stuff. Like, nobody's going to jail. I don't think anybody's going to get fired. I don't think anybody's going to like pay any consequences for what they're doing. It's just kind of like, you know, life goes on. So that's what got me to thinking, like, what if we are the bootstraps that these people pride themselves on lifting them up by? So I want you to think on that for a second, and I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come right back. We're going to talk about your money matters in this particular episode of the podcast and what we all can do to make sure that certain things just don't happen to us, like to protect ourselves and to keep ourselves safe. So let me take a quick break. I'm going to come right back and we're going to talk about how you can no longer be a bootstrap of the rich and famous or the rich and elite. Hey guys, DeCourcy Williams coming at you, and I want to introduce you to my blog. I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but you can find it by visiting www.9w6e.com. Of course, I'll have it in the show notes description. If you can't click on the link, just make sure that you go check it out. I want to draw your attention to the tab that says Biohacking Supplements. You know, biohacking is the art of taking a supplement and forcing your body to work at its best. And I have a particular supplement that I really want you guys to experience. It's called Brain Reimagined by VeloVita. It is an incredible supplement that has me working at my best. It's healthy brain food, guys. So what that does is give you bursts of energy, improved mental focus, and incredible mental acuity. So go check out my blog today, and you can get some more information about how you can get your hands on some. All right, well, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And we're talking about your money that matters. And to be honest, what I've been doing, I've been reading a book called Prosperity Consciousness by Frederick Lehrman. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, I highly, highly recommend it. This book is like really blowing my mind. And, you know, it also goes back to some of the things that we were raised on that, you know, no longer hold true as far as financial stability and financial independence goes in today's world. And it was something that I've been thinking about, just looking at all these people who are in positions of power and how they always like to talk about like they're self-made or they did this themselves or they were successful like on their own. And you know, that's something that I've never actually brought into, because I always believe that no matter what industry you're in, no matter what field you're in, you've got help. Somebody poured into you. Somebody offered you their time. Somebody offered you some information. Somebody may have even offered you some money. So what I want to talk about here is how, or things that you can do in order so that you won't be used as a bootstrap for the rich and the elite. So we're talking about making money here. I'm talking about investing. One of the things that I talk about on my blog at 9w6e.com is I talk about getting into the cryptocurrency game. If you haven't checked out Bitcoin, one Bitcoin, well, as of Thursday, I think Bitcoin finally crossed over the $50,000 mark. What that means is that one Bitcoin, for a lot of people, it's worth more than their annual salary. For a lot of people that's working in low-paying, tedious jobs, one Bitcoin is probably worth like 2 years of their salary. And a lot of people think they can't get in on cryptocurrency or investing, period. So on my blog, I talk about Stash. There's Acorns. You can get into just regular investing with stocks and ETFs and things like that. And you don't have to have a whole bunch of money. You can start with $5. You can start really small. And every time that you get paid, no matter what job you do, whether you're freelancer or whatever you do, put a little bit into that each and every time you get paid, 5%, 10%, 20% of your earnings, and throw it into that account. You can use my link in Stash. You'll get like $5 free bucks if you go to the blog. Getting into cryptocurrencies, you know, with the Bitcoins and the Ethereums and the Litecoins, and there's thousands of other cryptocurrencies out there. You don't have to just get into Bitcoin. But with one Bitcoin being worth above $50,000, you don't have to have $50,000 to buy a Bitcoin either. You can get fractional shares of these cryptocurrencies, so you can get in the game. Once again, with as little as like $5 or $10, you can even invest in cryptocurrencies on Cash App through PayPal. And there's a lot of companies that's jumping online to offer cryptocurrency as a valid payment for their services. And all of this has just started. This has just happened like this year. These companies that have recognized Bitcoin as a valued currency. So that only means that the value of Bitcoin is going to continue to skyrocket. I believe that if you haven't had a chance to get in on Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, now is the time. There's no excuse. Go check it out on my blog, 9w6e.com. And then on top of that, we're talking about also making money. Getting that side hustle. You know, one of the things that I also work on is I sell books on Amazon. I also sell shirts. I come up with design for t-shirts. So I got them on Teespring and I sell them. Some people, they get on Shopify. They have their own store with their own product. The thing is, we have to get out of the consumer mindset and become a producer mindset or a creator mindset. You can create on YouTube. You can create on Instagram. You can create on TikTok. Whatever it is that you can do that draws attention to the things that you're involved in, and you start building your tribe, start building your following, those are the things that you can use and monetize them. You can make money off of them. You've heard about the passive incomes, which is where you do something one time and then you continue to get paid on it month after month. Those are real things. Warren Buffett famously said, if you don't learn how to make money while you're sleeping, you're going to work until the day that you die. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that position. So some people, they use real estate. They use selling their products, like I said before, on Shopify or Teespring or Etsy. Or there's thousands of them out there where if you have an idea or if you're creative and you make stuff, you have a product, you can sell. Like I said, I scout books at thrift stores and I flip them around and I sell them on Amazon. You can write children's books and put them on Amazon and sell them. Now, the good thing about selling on Amazon, I keep saying Amazon, but there's several sites where you can get stuff from like thrift stores and stuff like that and sell them and resell them. But I say Amazon because Amazon's got the most traffic on any seller's website in the world. Like, you can put it on Facebook. Facebook has a marketplace, yes. But if you try to go out and sell stuff yourself, like, you have to start building customer base and you have to get familiar with people. I'm talking about if you need to make some money right now, you can jump on Amazon. You can create a seller's account. You can go to thrift stores and find books. And there's an app that I call it called Scout IQ that lets me know how much a book is going for on Amazon right then and there. You could pick up that book from the thrift store, turn around and sell it on Amazon. I mean, that's capitalism at its finest. You buy something for cheaper, you turn around and you resell it for a profit. And there are people that are doing this on a full-time basis. along the lines of making some more money. Like I said, YouTube. If you have if you're that creative, if you have an idea, or if you have a passion or something that you like to do, whether it be cooking. I follow a guy on YouTube. He makes guitars. Like, he builds guitars and shows you the process that he goes through for building his guitar. There's people that show you how to do gardening and, you know, growing flowers during certain times of the year. Like, YouTube is like, I believe it's either the first or the second biggest search engine on the planet right now. So what that means is, if you're looking on a how-to or you need information on how to do something, there's likely a video on YouTube about it. Now, the difference is, when I talk about being a creator and not a consumer, why don't you go be the person that creates those informational videos? No matter what it is that you're into, no matter if you think it's trivial or not, chances are that you can find somebody that'll follow you, somebody that'll be interested in what you're putting out. You do that, you put it on YouTube, gain you a little bit of following. There are some rules that come into effect where it comes to earning money from YouTube, but something like, you have to have 4,000 hours of watch time for a 12-month calendar year, something like that, and you have to have X amount of subscribers to your channel. But there are always rules, yes, but you can get around that stuff. It's better than being in a situation where you're dependent on somebody else for your income and for your livelihood. One of the things that always got me about working some of the jobs that I've worked is that people have to come to me and ask me for taking a family vacation. And sometimes I have to tell them, no, you can't take a vacation now because somebody else is taking their vacation during the same time frame. And we're going to be left out back. Like, you think about the way that certain people have been brought up, and we've been brought up to, you know, go to college, get that good job, work there for 40 years and retire. You retire on a third of what you were making. And then you're supposed to just, you know, kind of go out to pasture. Like, no, there are people that are actually redefining their lives. They're redefining their income. And I want everybody to be able to take advantage of that. Now, a lot of the stuff I have on my blog, so you can go find out how you can make these income streams. But you don't want to be the bootstrap of anybody else. So that's one of those sayings that kind of got my juices flowing when I was thinking about this idea for the podcast. And, you know, you got these people that are saying, like, well, I did this on my own. I'm a self-made this. I'm a self-made that. No, you're not. You might have been the catalyst for the idea. You might have done a lot of the legwork. But there are people that are poured into you. I don't care what business you are. I don't care what you did. Somebody did something for you. They helped you out. They gave you some hand up. They did something for you. So I want everybody to have the tools necessary to be able to get their finances in order so that they are not being used as a bootstrap. And there's several other ways that people make money. And then you got to learn how to invest it, because, you know, you can have all the money in the world. If you don't have the mindset of growing that money, then it's going to be gone anyway, which explains why certain people, they can win the lottery, and after a couple of years, they're in a worse financial situation than they were before they hit the lottery. So once again, the book that I'm reading or listening to is called Prosperity Consciousness, and it's by Frederick Lehrman. The book has some incredible, mind-blowing, well, for me it was. It might not be for other people, but for me it was some mind-blowing, eye-opening myths that were busted that I had about money and investing and how to keep myself financially protected. So that's what I have for you guys. I encourage everybody to go out there and explore that thing that you've always wanted to do. If I'm into wine, so I had to put myself in a position where I could get some fine wines. Because I've learned that the stuff that I get at the grocery store, they're not fine wines. They're glorified punches, to be honest with you. But anyway, this Wine of the Month club that I'm a part of has allowed me to experience, you know, some really great tasting wines. And now when somebody says a fine wine, I know the difference between the stuff that I get from the grocery store and, you know, stuff that you get from actual Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley. Like, they've got some fine wines out there. And you see the grocery store, they'll have, you know, like, their $6, $7, $8, $9 bottles of wine. like, I kind of stay away from that stuff now. Like, I can taste the difference. I said in a podcast before, exposure is everything. Once you get exposed to like a better way or a different way of living, like the way that you lived before, you might not be able to go back to that. So I want everybody to take that chance, whatever it is that you've always wanted to try. You always wanted to get into photography. If you always wanted to get in, you know, German folklore dancing, whatever it is. Now is the opportunity to take the chance on that thing. It's not about not having to work. What it is, it's about working for yourself and yourself reaping the benefits of all the hard work that you do. It just amazes me the amount of people that really despises their job. And everybody always talks about, you know, money can't buy you happiness. But why do we put ourselves through so much misery and stress to chase that money? If money can't buy happiness, why do we go through so much to acquire it? So anybody that's listening, please chase after that dream. Please chase after that, whatever that thing is. Life is short. Like, you don't have an infinite amount of time. You've got dreams. I know you do. Everybody has a dream, but not everybody has that grind to go after that dream. So I encourage you, go get it. Go chase after it. You can do that thing. All you got to do is take small steps and get exposed to different things and different people. That's what we're supposed to be using our social media for. We're supposed to be experiencing different things, different points of view. We're not supposed to still sit in our own, we're sequestering ourselves to our own tribes and our own groups and people that think the same way that we do. No, let's go out and think and seek out people that think differently. Some people that might give you some different viewpoints, some different ideas. So that's it. Let me stop. I'm getting on my soapbox. Thank you guys. If you're still listening to this podcast, I want to thank you very, very much. As you can tell, I'm excited about, you know, people going after their dream. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I started this podcast. That's one of the reasons I go through the things that I go through on a daily basis, is experiencing new things, exploring. You know, sometimes you have to stop worrying about the money anyway. The money's going to come. One of the things in prosperity consciousness is, think about money not as a form of currency. Think about it as energy. You know, when you were first born into this world, you didn't have money. You, like, all of these things that we were taught and we were given, like, we had to grow into that stuff. Think about your money as energy. And think about every time that you want to buy something, and you know it's frivolous, you know you probably shouldn't spend money on it. If you were giving your energy to that thing instead of money, would you still do it? So think about that. Go read the book, Prosperity Consciousness. I'll actually leave it in the show notes, because that book's got me fired up, I'm telling you guys. So don't forget, that's it, I'm done now for real. Don't forget, follow me on my various forms of social media. I'm on Instagram at Corsi the Wine Lover. Don't forget my blog, man. My blog has all of this stuff that I've mentioned, 9w6e.com. You can learn how to make a little side hustle that can turn into a full-time hustle, so that you can take care of yourself, man, so that you can do your own thing. It's about time freedom. It's not really about money freedom. It's about time freedom. So 9w6e.com, that's the blog. You can find out all about the other things that I'm involved in. I'm on Facebook under DeCourcy Williams. You can find me on Twitter, like all of the things. So I hope everybody has an incredible, prosperous weekend. Don't forget, keep your eye on these cryptocurrencies, man. I think Bitcoin has a lot of room to continue to explode. And you can get in on it wherever. Cash App, PayPal, whatever investment opportunity that you have, Coinbase. Just participate. Don't be on the sidelines watching. So thank you guys very much for your attention. Have an incredible weekend. Stay safe out there for those who are in the middle of this incredible winter storm. People think that global warming is a hoax. When will we ever see Texas frozen over? So guys, I'm praying for you in Texas. I hope you guys are keeping it together. I hope that the government gets their stuff together and, you know, gets people back on track. You know, the definition of public servant is what a member of the government is supposed to be, right? So anyway, incredible week. Thank you guys very much. I will talk to you in the next one.